Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Body and soul, don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are joining us here today in a positive way. Are we positive?
I'm positive.
You are positive
today.
I actually have makeup on today. You look awesome. I don't have makeup on because I'm going to go get my waxing done. And it's not really good to like start all over after you have half makeup on. Anyways, okay. So, we've got a full studio here today, and I am so excited that you are joining us. We've got Marsha is back, and she looks beautiful.
Good day.
And even though I'm going to do your hair today, right?
Yeah, that's why I didn't wash my hair. I did makeup.
But yeah, you look good.
I put it back.
So, all right. We got Jason Love here. Welcome.
Thank you. I didn't wear my makeup either.
I know. It's early for you, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, you always got, you're like the night owl, right?
Yes, this is very, very early for me.
He's like, oh, I'm falling. All right. And we got Matt on our board, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We also got Barry in the studio who's going to be joining us.
Woo-hoo!
And we've got a party here. That's how I like to roll every single day. And it's fun. You know, many hands make little work. I love it. So, you know, you guys just start the show and I'm right here.
Poor Jason. We're telling him, get up and be funny.
Yeah. I know. There
many
you go.
Many hands make little work.
Yeah.
It's like a Zen koan.
You know what? Four kids.
Exactly.
I used to say that. They'd be like, really, Mom? We have to all do the dishes? Yeah, if we all do the dishes, they'll be done fast and we can all watch TV.
Or we can all
go out and play, you know? And so they're like,
yeah,
whatever. Yeah, exactly. Well, anyways, I want to let you know, we've got a really great show today. Jason Love is going to give us some fun stuff, right? Tell us a little bit of, you are a comedian, obviously, and you're all over the place.
I am, usually at the same time.
Yeah. You mean like right
scattered.
Now? Okay, there you go. But you've got some really good performances coming up, and maybe we could give some tickets away. We have tickets for so many things right now. I can't even begin to tell you.
Get your hand on the button.
I know. I Facebooked it. I Twittered it. We're all over. And again, write our phone number down, 805-639-0008. You can stream us at kimpaganoshow.com. You can look us up on Twitter, Kim Pagano Show. You can find us everywhere. We are everywhere. I have a few sets of Canal Valley Days tickets left. And so definitely this is going to be a great weekend for that. But then in the nighttime, which, of course, Canal Valley goes into the nighttime, but I do have tickets for Saturday night, May 5th at 8 o'clock at Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza in Thousand Oaks. Did I say that twice? Thousand Oaks?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, and also Sunday, May 6th at 7:30 at Catalina Jazz Club in Hollywood. And David Hernandez, American Idol, and we're going to find out. We're going to be talking to him a little bit. But it is the Upright Cabaret Rhythm of the Night. And
so take your kids to the Canal Valley Days, wear them out, then get a babysitter, drop them off, and go.
You got it. Yeah. That sounds like a
perv.
There you go. So you know what? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 805-639-0008. Get your names in here for those tickets so you can go. Also, we are going to be talking with, obviously, David Hernandez, and we're going to find out a little bit about his journey and who he is. And then, let's see, who do we have? Gosh, we got Okay. The gardener, which I'm really excited because I've been planting more of my roses and getting,
The Anxious Gardener's Book of Answers. And she gives the 100 most common gardening mistakes. You know, I said she's a she, but it's T-E-R-I. That would be a woman, right?
I don't know. We'll talk.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, with makeup.
Exactly.
We can't see that over the radio, though, so
this is right. Right. And then we've got Dr. Robin and Stop the Drama, and it is Odegaard, and is passionate about meeting people where they are and helping them advance to where they want to be. Gosh, you know, sometimes there is a lot of drama. Do you get that in, like, the comedian land?
Yeah, more so in the comedian
land. I bet, huh?
Nothing but drama.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, you know, is it true that a lot of people that are comedians had kind of sad past and they're trying to get over it?
What are you trying to say?
Were you depressed in the other life?
Yes, it is sad. They say it's a comedy's cheaper than therapy, but they're usually talking about the comics, not the audience.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, therapy that you make money at.
It's our group therapy, right?
Yeah. Can we do group therapy in here, please?
Yeah, I think
but
this
why
is.
We're laughing. Oh, okay.
You're already dropping wisdom. Lots of hands make little work.
That's what this is all about.
Do you feel like today there's a lot of energy and we're like on a run? Like some days you come in and we're kind of just
walking. Is it because I have so many papers in front of me I have to,
today
I don't know.
Today we are on a sprint.
Yes, I know. I'm telling you. So
there's a lot of perkiness in this room at 7 in the morning or 8.
He's like going, what the heck did I get myself into? Gosh, I tell you. Well, anyways, so Jason, tell us a little bit about what you do.
I sleep till 10. So get that out of the way.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The only time I see the sunrise is when I'm driving through the night to get home so I can sleep in my own bed, which we've done a lot lately. But you asked where I'm at? And I have a report. I've looked at my calendar.
So he's got his calendar.
I do. Look at that.
This is very funny.
It is. This is how I know. But I only do it 2 days in advance. So today I'm on the Kim Pagano show.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
We got that.
You are. There you
got
go.
It. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow I will be on American Idol. I'm just kidding.
I'm like, wait a minute.
How did you that work?
No, I'll be at Flappers tomorrow and on Sunday. That's in Burbank. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be entertaining people on a bus to Dodger Stadium.
We just went to a surprise birthday party there at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, did you surprise the Dodgers?
No, they weren't there.
You had so many guests. It took a stadium.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
You have a lot of friends, Kim.
I know. It was very cool.
40,000 people came to my birthday.
I know. No. And Marsha's going, wait a minute. I wasn't invited. But it wasn't my birthday.
Yeah. 40,000 people.
I know when your birthday is.
So you're going to be entertaining people on a bus down there?
Yeah. That one, sometimes you look out on your calendar and something makes you nervous in advance.
Yeah,
I've been kind of nervous about that one for 2 months. You know, it's just,
so is
it just seems like
party
a recipe.
And
no, it's a corporate group. They're just getting treated
to. Those corporate people that spend a lot of money on things that...
Well, they're being treated.
On you, that's great.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, I'll have a little...
It's called a boondoggle.
I have a little envelope that I pass around for my contributions.
I know, that is, yes,
contribute
yeah.
Contribute to the Jason Love Fund.
We walked in here today, there's envelopes on the thing to some place, and they're envelopes that say... Thank you for supporting it.
I thought Kim was asking me for a donation.
I was. Yeah, exactly. Did you not realize that?
The show is hurting, Jason. Every little bit counts.
That's
lots
right.
Of hands make
I
little
need,
work.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, gosh, I tell you. So where do you get your scripts from? Do you
here.
From the Kim Pagano show?
From you.
From life.
I love it.
From everyone.
Okay, yeah, there you
life
go.
Life is funny, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The things usually come when I'm sleeping or in the shower or when I'm not thinking, not trying too hard. So when I surfed, it would always come when I was out in the water and a million miles from a pen.
Oh.
So by the time I got back, it
tattoo
was so
it,
far
like
gone.
Blood on
right,
your arm.
Yeah, scroll.
That's not good for sharks, but hey.
Little chumming for the chum.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh.
I'm right. in a very silly mood. I apologize now.
Oh, ahead of time, you're giving us warning?
Marsha's getting her hair done today. She's a little giddy.
A little color going in my hair.
There
so.
You go. So give us some of your one-liners till we get rolling on our show here today.
Go, boy.
Go, be funny. Hurry
never,
up,
they're
right?
Never, I should have brought my guitar up because they're just better when you have something going on to cover the crickets.
You want me to sing in the background?
Oh,
here's
please
one.
Don't.
Here's
no,
one.
No.
Marsha's going to sing, and I'm going to do some...
La, la, la.
La, la, la. I sometimes I post them on Facebook just to get a feel to see if they'll work or not, and I'll get really excited about one that doesn't work. Like the ones
how
that
do
I
you post something on Facebook, because sometimes it's your you know voice you, that makes it funny, not just
right, true,
what you're
very
saying.
True. But sometimes the concept itself could be funny.
Oh, okay.
Like I thought this one would work, and it did not, for the record, because
so
I tried repeatedly.
You're sharing it with us.
I assure you, this does not work on stage. But I'll be going through, and it's kind of like, why do babies' clothes have pockets? What are they carrying down there? I'm going to save this Cheerio for later.
I think that's funny.
That one
Maybe
did
that's
work.
That's because I'm a mother.
Yeah, that one's okay. Then I get to, you know, how come people with bad breath always want to tell you secrets?
Oh, gosh. That
works in kind of a dark way.
In a dark way.
Like, you remember somebody breathing in your face. You're just going, oh, God.
Hopefully it's not your husband or your wife, right? No.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to tell you a secret because I won't say the name. But my kids had a dentist, a pediatric dentist for a long time, that had really bad breath.
Oh.
And, you know, they're like, Mom, don't make me go.
That is nothing worse than that, is there?
My music teacher had that. And he was always in my ear. Jason, you're hitting that sharp.
Wake up in the middle of the night. Oh, my God. Thinking of bad breath.
So the one that didn't work is this.
I want to hear it. I want to see if it works here. And for anybody who's
after that
just
setup, let's
share in
a bad
right now,
okay.
You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Marcia, Jason. We got Matt on our line. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We got Barry in here. I haven't heard from you yet, Barry.
He doesn't have a microphone.
Are you awake
over there
or what?
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Good.
Yeah, you sound like the lady from the lady from The Simpsons when you did that.
I was going to say his face turned like I sound like a lady. All right, Jason, give us the bad.
Barry's a big dude, by the way. I walked in and he could bounce this place.
Yeah.
I'm a lever, not a fighter.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing because he would hurt people if he
we
were.
We like levers, not fighters. All right. So that didn't work?
This drum roll that's lasted for 5 minutes is love is all you need unless you're playing tennis.
That did not work.
you should see their faces.
I get it.
They're like,
no.
And today in the morning, that's a little too intellectual for all of
us. I think that was the problem. It's a thinker. It's too thinky.
So do you look at every situation and think it's funny?
Except when I'm arguing with Patty. No, we don't argue that
except
much.
Except when it's not funny.
Except when it's getting real. But yeah, I try to find the funny in everything.
It was my best friend from college was married to a stand-up comedian.
Who was his name?
His name is Pagorny's last name, Dave Pagorny.
Hmm.
Anyway, he's in San Francisco.
Hmm.
And we'll be talking totally unrelated to anything, and then he'll just look at me and totally straight face and go, that's funny.
Like, you know what? And sometimes a comic has to go up and perform only for comics, and when something's funny, they all scratch their chin. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, it's
you know,
like he didn't
that's
laugh.
The best you're going to do in that room.
But, yeah, it was just like, that's funny. I'm like, okay.
I can't hear you in my head things, by the way, so I'm kind of on, I heard you for a little bit and it toned out. Are these, you gave me the gag.
The joke is on
one
you.
On and one
oh,
off.
Just turn it.
Oh my gosh.
There we are.
Seriously, Jason?
I've been doing this like by blind, like
there
by the force.
There
it's
you go.
She's reading lips. Yeah. 8 in the morning.
Oh, it's a volume.
Yeah, have you ever heard of that?
You guys got volume.
Okay, so it's the person from...
fuzzy thing.
So, okay, so where are you playing next? Give us a couple of the things
next?
To we... Yeah.
I may end up at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club tonight.
Oh, that's always a good one.
That would just be a guest spot. I told you about the Dodger bus.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
Okay, but where can my listeners go to find you?
I will definitely be at the Harbor on the 16th, which is Wednesday, May. And I'll be at the Park La Brea Theater in Hollywood on Saturday.
Very cool.
Do you have a website that people can go look up
your dates
on? Yeah,
that would be way easier. JasonLove.com.
Well, that was easy.
That's all I had to say.
You kind of like that Staples button. That was easy,
that was
right?
Easy.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. My mom has one of those at home.
Oh, my gosh.
That was easy.
There you go. All right.
So what are you looking forward to in the Caneo days? What are you going to go see?
I'm actually not going to be there. I am actually on my way to Florida, but
my team
will be there, and we will have a booth there. We're going to be there for grand opening, and it's going to be a great weekend, although it's this crazy weather, you know, kind of like Frank was saying, is it's better now than then because it will actually either not be too hot, right, or it will just be perfect weather.
It better be perfect because it's my mother-in-law's 80th birthday and I'm holding a garden party for her.
What are you making for the garden party? Is it a
garden.
Tea?
Well, okay, first
yeah,
of all...
Yeah, we'll have to talk to the
My mother-in-law is lovely. I want to say that first before I say anything else. And I love her dearly. And but
is she listening?
Probably
no.
not.
She's, just kidding.
She's very Southern.
Yeah.
So everything is... There's a right and a wrong way to do everything. So,
is that what Southern means?
Southern means you were brought up and you went to, you know, finishing school. So
there you go.
She's
okay.
always perfectly coiffed. And so I'm really going out of my way to make it beautiful for her. So
yeah.
What am I making? I'm making poached salmon. And she loves lemons, so I'm making lemon chicken. And stuffed mushrooms. And
ooh.
My friend Mary is making a orzo salad. And I'm making a green salad. And then I haven't decided on the hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, she's an amazing cook, I have to tell you.
So you're taking that to Caneo Valley Days?
No. This is on Sunday. Weather. I want the weather to be nice.
Oh.
Go back.
Gotcha. You know,
we got to like string him along, right?
Because
it's early, right?
And you got to talk into the fuzzy thing.
There you go.
So. I just did the Santa Barbara County Fair Expo thing, and I got the Wednesday night kick. I get on stage.
Storm
and lightning
oh
and thunder. There are two people out there. I'm like, you guys want to do this? We don't, I don't have to do this. I get paid either way. They sat there with their umbrellas just trying. Yeah, I'm trying to make two people laugh in a thunderstorm.
With an umbrella. That's really brilliant.
Well, I was under a thing. They were under umbrellas.
No, I know, but they're holding metal in their hand in a thunderstorm.
Like, you guys really need to laugh. You know,
yeah.
At home, you got TV, right?
Either that or they're hoping to be struck by lightning or something.
Oh,
way, after the tennis joke, they're like, geez, just strike by lightning.
Like, huh? This is way too deep for me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen out there. Okay, well, we're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And you know what? I don't know. Maybe David Hernandez,
fell asleep.
He was coming in on the airplane and he was going to give us a call. So, but you know what? That's what's always good about live. Kind of like you, right?
Oh, I knew this was coming up to me.
No, let's, right? I mean, isn't that what happens?
It is. But I was only like 5 feet away from you. There's a big difference.
Yeah,
like
you
I
were,
made it to the studio.
I know.
Every
I'm giving you a hard time. I just had to get it back, you know, just once, right? So, anyways, all right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. What I would love to do is give out some tickets for Saturday night for the Rhythm of the Night, and that is over at Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. And also, I have tickets for Sunday night at Catalina Jazz Club in Hollywood. And so, get your name in right now, 805-639-0008.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button.
You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all I comes is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Where is your guitar?
It's in my car.
God,
I feel like we're having a little dance interlude.
I know. I'm telling you. Yeah, I love it. Well, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you are joining us here today. And again, we are, well, we were going to talk with David Hernandez, but I do have tickets for his amazing show that's going to be this weekend. So if anybody is interested in going either to the Hollywood one or the Civic Arts Center in Thousand Oaks, you know, definitely get your name in there. We've got a couple already winners, and I'd love to have you join us with that. We've got Jason Love in here. Are you loving, are you asleep? Wake up.
Good morning, oh, okay. Kim
Pagano. All right. And we've got Marsha. We've got Barry. We've got Matt on our board, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008. You know, Mother's Day is coming up.
I know.
I know.
And, you know, my kids.
Valentine's Day.
Is there a lot of pressure for Mother's Day?
Yes. There's Valentine's Day and Mother's Day.
Well, okay.
I'm already anxious.
What do you do for your mother?
Write her a poem.
Oh, God.
Aww.
Matt, what do you do for your mother? Barbecue.
I know.
Yeah,
that's always a must. That's always a must. But I'm very plain. This year I was thinking about it a lot. I was talking to my girlfriend. I want to do something different. I'm usually the flowers, candies. It's like almost a Valentine's part two for my mom. And I'm just, I want to do something different.
You know what? Okay. Speaking as a mother.
Wait, you have to change your voice into a man voice?
Speaking as a mother.
All the answers are right in front of me.
Jason's wearing
Spend
off on us.
Spend time with her.
Yeah,
that's just my advice. Spend time with her.
And that's free. That's
I really don't care about anything else. I just want my kids to be with me.
Well, you know what's funny is what my kids are doing is they are inviting all of their fiancés, families over, everybody else's, right, and including myself. And all of the kids and the fathers are going to, you know, barbecue and cook and everything. And so it should be fun.
Oh, okay. I do have a pet peeve about all those kind of holidays. Your own birthday, whatever. I just don't want to plan it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny.
I do not want to plan my own Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? There you go.
So either you plan something or, frankly, I'll go get a massage.
Oh, I'll be right with you. Yeah. Okay, there you go. I know. But, you know, and that's a really good one, massage.
Yeah. I gave her that one year, massage.
Yeah.
But I gave her the student one, so she had to go have someone practice on her.
Hey, you know what? I used to pay a lot of money for massages, and now Kim's got me going to these, you know, $20, $25 for an hour places.
Where's that?
It's, there's...
Oh, God, yeah, don't be telling my secrets.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, I need directions.
And they're really good, actually.
Oh, my God, they're amazing.
I mean, you don't strip down. You wear shorts and a T-shirt, but...
Oh, that's not a massage.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah,
it's
it is.
It's a better...
I'm telling you,
and I pay for really
expensive... Are you talking about
the...
You're not going to the mall, are you, and giving her the $12
chop. These are like the Chinese, massage places, but you got to make sure you go to the right one.
Yeah,
you got to go to the right one.
Right?
She's shopping around the Navy base.
No happy endings, yeah.
No, I've got some really good hookups, so...
I don't know if hookups is the right word to say here.
I know, I guess, yeah. Oh, God. Anyways, all right. Well, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. This is kind of like a crazy show, I'm telling you. I maybe I'm already on vacation or something. I don't know. But exactly. I am, if you want to join in with us, give us a call at 805-639-0008. Talk to Matt and Barry.
Tell them that you're David Hernandez.
So I can bring up another subject, and this is not a happy subject.
Go ahead.
Are we on the next guest?
We are. But go ahead.
This is something we can ponder. When do you know to put your dog down?
Oh, my God. I am not even going to touch that.
It was
I
so
know.
Happy in here a minute ago.
God, is that like a
I love my dog.
Joy killer or what?
I say be proactive. Do it today.
Oh my God, Marcia.
My dog's been having strokes.
Well, okay. So you know what? I'm going to be like good. Try to be serious right now because I love my animals too, okay? But you know what it is? Oh my God. I was okay. Anyways, you know what? When they are in pain, that's time. Yeah. Don't
but
you
they,
agree?
That's why God made morphine. And
but this is an 80-pound dog I have to carry all over the place.
Well, so
little...
when you're in pain. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not even going to go
criteria,
there.
Okay. Actually. And the pain's
all right,
too great
well,
for me.
We do have our next guest on. And oh my gosh. Terry, are you there?
I am here.
No, I'm sorry. We're having like a one of those show. I'm telling you. But we're really anxious to talk to you. Since you are the Anxious Gardener's Book of Answers, right?
That's my new book, yes.
Yes. And you know what? I love gardening. I'm telling you. It is definitely one of my passions that I kind of like takes me back down to the earth and stuff. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and I'm so glad that you are joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. Actually, I grew up near you. I grew up in Santa Barbara. So.
Oh, I love it out there.
East, so I've gardened all over the country, and I tried to make my book kind of, you know, be general that way.
Okay.
But I've been a gardening writer and author for a long time. I've worked at magazines. I've written plant catalogs, and I've written about 30 gardening books. And this latest one, The Anxious Gardener's Book of Answers, is for anxious gardeners who are afraid to ask dumb questions or have suffered disappointment in gardening or don't know where to turn. I can tell you, first of all, please don't Google your gardening problems. You will get way too much information, most of it conflicting. It's like drinking, getting a drink out of a fire hose.
It's like looking up your diseases, right? Your medical diseases. I don't know. But what would be
a book? It's a little book. It's not intimidating. It's a little cute paperback. I think it lists for $12.95. You can get it at a bookstore. Go order it on Amazon.
And I hope mine's on my way because I don't have one to look at.
It's a good general gardening questions that people are afraid to ask, or you know, kind of reassure you that plants want to live and that you'll. Nothing you can do will be completely final or fatal in your garden. You know, you can always revive a plant if you apologize.
Terry,
or replace
Terry.
A plant if you really screw up, yes.
Terry.
Yeah, yes.
What would make an anxious gardener?
What would make an anxious gardener?
Yeah, I thought it's so peaceful.
No, suppose you, you know, decided to clip all your bushes, your flowering bushes, and then, you know, next spring none of them have flowers. You're like, oh, my God, what did I do?
Yeah, some people do that with the hydrangeas. I know
they do.
And what you did was you
cut the buds off
the buds that were going to be flowers.
Ah,
you know?
Okay.
And why
did
you do that? Because you pruned at the wrong time.
So, what is the top, let's say, five gardening mistakes?
Top five. How much time have you got?
Okay, give me one. What is the biggest gardening mistake?
The number one gardening problem that people have is bad dirt.
Ah.
Believe it or not, I'll tell you a story. I was actually visiting my brother in Redondo Beach a couple of years ago, and he was very excited to have his gardening sister visit, and he was telling me they had a flower bed right out front in the sunshine. That's good, he said. I said, yes, that's good. He said, we water everything. We went down and we bought plants. They promised they would be easy. Everything dies. So I get there and I come over and I see the latest crop of dead plants, very depressing. And he's like, what did we do wrong? I don't understand. I'm like, bad dirt. It was horrible dirt. I mean, it's the kind of dirt that you sweep off of a parking lot, you know?
So
awful. So
amend,
the first thing you should do is look at your dirt. And is it bad or good? It's bad if it's like grit. It's bad if it reminds you of parking lots.
And who can you go to help analyze your dirt?
You don't really, I'll be honest with you. That's part of what I did in the book. Like, I had to be honest with people because a lot of gardening advice is too tweaky, you know, too fussy. You do not have to get a soil test, you know, unless you're going to grow a lot of edible plants. And even
yeah,
that,
no,
I think
and,
that's fussy.
Okay, so what if you are going to grow a lot of edible plants? So then you, I mean...
Well, what I would do, especially in the L.A. area, if I was going to grow vegetables or herbs, I would make a raised bed.
Yeah.
A lot of your dirt is not so great, you know? It's kind of gritty.
I did that. I made raised beds, but I don't know that I made them deep enough. I think you really honestly need 24-inch beds, and I made like 18-inch beds or something.
Oh, 18-inch should have been great. I mean, most plants, the soil need for their roots their roots is only like 6 to 8 inches, maybe 12 at the absolute most.
Well, it never did.
Maybe you put you didn't put good dirt in.
Oh,
I know.
I mean, believe me, I bought.
You gotta have a lot
dirt.
Of organic matter, which you're just not going to find when you dig up your yard in the Los
Angeles.
Yeah,
I put worms.
Area.
I put everything in it. It worked. I mean, it worked. It just didn't work as much as I loved.
Yeah, brick beds are awesome. You know, they're just sort of a bottomless wooden box, and you just fill it up with good dirt, and then. And then plant.
Wait, what did you say that you used?
A bottomless wooden box,
basically. That's all
you
they
know
are.
You know what, though?
That's a good idea.
You a suggestion.
Where do you get
people.
That?
You can just make
it. You can
them.
Make it. You know, you need four pieces of wood or
but
maybe a little
a really
bit more to
good
break
idea
the corners.
If you live in Ventura County, if you put chicken wire or something on the bottom so the gophers don't come through it.
Oh, yes, the gophers.
Yeah. They'll come up and eat your whole
That's our
plant.
Next book, The Gophers.
Oh,
don't go there
yet. It was funny. When I was doing the pest part of this book, I did address rodents, and I heard all kinds of wild things to do. One of the wildest things I heard was putting juicy fruit gum down in their tunnels.
You know, when I
juicy
first moved
fruit
here,
gum? Wow.
Yeah, not spearmint.
Not spearmint. They don't like spearmint. Like
uh-huh. You want to give them something like, I don't know if that works. I think when you're combating garden pests, you got to try a few different things. And I always advise people to try all the crazy non-toxic things before you go and get chemicals.
What would that do? Just, you know, make them, what, bloat?
I guess.
Give them a stomach ache?
Because gophers aren't already bloated.
God. You know, I just want to let everybody know, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We got off to a crazy start here, thanks to Jason Love, right?
Patty caught me watering a fake plant.
Oh, my God.
My niece had an entry-level job in an office, and she decided to, you know, get brownie points by watering all the plants in the office, and after a while, her boss tapped her on the shoulder and said, they're fake.
Oh, my God. Seriously, if you can't get that. Anyways, we are talking right now to Terry Dunn Chance. And your book is The Anxious Gardener, Book of Answers. You said 100 most common gardening mistakes. What are, obviously, besides watering, you know, fake plants,
and
right?
Bad dirt.
Using spearmint.
Bad dirt. I mentioned bad dirt. Another thing is when you get really excited, especially this time of year, you know, when the weather warms up and there's been some rain, you decide you're going to put in a new bed. So, you know, you figure out a nice sunny spot in your yard and you dig up what grass or weeds might be there. And then you get out the rake and you rake it over. It looks so nice. It's a clean slate. You're all psyched. You're going to maybe this weekend go down and get some plants for it. And next time you turn around, it's just a weed explosion. And that is so depressing because...
So what do you do about it?
Yeah, and here's a question. You know, like if you have, say, tomatoes and all that stuff, right, or anything like that you're going to be eating, what do you use to kill the weeds?
Well, obviously it's a bad idea to kill the weeds with chemicals around edible plants.
So what would you use?
You will find chemicals that swear that they're safe. But, you know, I'm kind of skeptical of that. I would rather go organic first, as I said, you know.
And so what would you use?
The last resort. But what you can do to keep weeds out is mulch.
Putting something on top of the dirt on your garden
right after planting. Don't wait.
I know. You need to explain mulch. Some people don't know what that is.
Okay. And that's also the weed explosion problem I was just describing on your beautiful clean slate. There's a couple of different things you can use for mulch. You can go down to the garden center and buy a bag of something labeled mulch. It might be pine bark mulch, might be redwood chips. I wouldn't use gravel in a vegetable
garden.
So
basically you're trying to get the sun not on the dirt, which is what mulch does.
Not let the rain get through and smother everything below, because weeds, just like any other plant, you know, they want sunshine and water, and they know how to use it.
So you put the plant in and then mulch around it.
Or landscape fabric, you know, you can lay that over your new garden and then just cut holes and, you know, poke the plants in through the holes. That's a good technique.
Right.
Okay, perfect.
Smother the weeds. If you have the clean slate and you haven't planted anything yet and you just have a whole bed full of weeds, get out there with a hoe and just knock them all down. Or, you know, if it's not too big, you could pull them out, but... you got to deal with them before you plant anything, or else they're just going to be, you know, hogs and take everything that you want your tomatoes to have.
So what you have a question here. Why aren't my tomatoes growing? What do you
think? What could be the problem?
Well, we already discussed bad dirt as a possibility. Not having enough sunshine is really common. Tomatoes and a lot of other vegetables really like to get a whole day of sunshine. And it depends on where you live. I mean, you might not be home during the day and realize that, you know, your neighbor's house is casting a big shadow over your yard.
Huh, so it could be placement.
Yeah, it could be it could be as simple as that, you know. Okay. I mean, sometimes, you know, that's why people get all anxious about gardening. You know, they think that it's something sophisticated, but sometimes it's something simple.
Yeah, I like it. Where do we find your book?
You can get my book at, I hope, any bookstore around, maybe the big ones like Barnes & Noble. You can get it on Amazon.
Okay, perfect.
It's all around, and yeah, I just want to put a little plug in for Mother's Day if you have an anxious mother.
So we're going to call it's the Anxious Gardener's Book of Answers. And
yes, and it's a bright green little paperback.
And it's by Terry Dunchamp.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great. And if you could leave us with one tip, what would it be?
Plants want to live. So, you know, if you don't abuse them and you're nice to them, you're going to have a great garden.
Okay. Well,
water them as well.
Yeah, there you go. Water them. Yeah, take care of your plants.
Good dirt, good dirt.
Okay. Thanks so much, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Kim, and everyone.
You got it. Have a great day. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I hope that you are out there and you have, you know, plants are really cool. Gardens are really cool. Do you have a garden? You have a garden, yeah.
Yes, I garden.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I have a couple of roses to replace. That's the other thing that some people don't realize. They think they plant roses, and 10 years later, they're wondering why the rose now looks terrible. Sometimes they don't you have to change them out.
Right. I mean, and when you say change them out, they just don't.
I mean,
they
dig
just,
it up and put another one in there.
Right, exactly.
And recreate the dirt, whatever. If you know that the stem ball for whatever reason is
right.
Is
you know what working. I love is like my mother-in-law will give me cuttings, and you know all of a sudden I put them in, and they're like this whole new plant.
My mom used to do that all the time.
I love that.
And
what do you
have cuttings of?
Oh my gosh!
No, usually it's an ice. I don't know.
No. What is it? Birds of paradise. I've got a huge birds of paradise. That was just a cutting. Jason's going really.
Calla-lilies.
This must be what it's like.
Calla-lilies. There you go.
Oh, irises, you can get. Those aren't cuttings, though. Those are the root balls.
Yeah. So, anyways, we are going to take a quick break, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Call in and get your tickets if you are interested in going to Caneo Valley Days or the Civic Arts Center for Rhythm of the Night. Talk to you soon.
I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no-pressure, no-obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, my mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Goes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we'll
yeah.
We'll just rock out.
Yeah,
there
you
go. Give a shh.
Hey.
Oh, that's what it was in the song.
Oh, my God.
I know, but you were going to get us fined.
I cannot repeat something I just heard.
It's no 8 o'clock way. In the morning. No.
No, 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 no. Okay. Anyways, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're,
you guys played it. I'm just a parrot in the background.
Uh-oh.
And I shushed it.
You shushed it.
Yeah,
well,
that's
thank
what,
you
that's
for
what
shush.
They did on yeah. I was making fun of the way that you, because heaven forbid.
Yeah, gosh. All right. Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way, okay?
I think some people are going to be listening and thinking, is there a private joke going on?
Oh, I don't know. But you know what? I mean, it's always good to laugh. That's it, you know? That's Jason doesn't know. That's why I brought him in here. But
to laugh at me.
Yeah.
But anyways, we do have our next guest. And Dr. Robin all right, let's see if I can get this right. Odegaard?
Odegaard, you got it right.
Oh, good.
I love the name of your book.
And Stop the Drama.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And what does that mean exactly? And tell us a little bit about yourself and welcome.
Welcome. Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. Well, Stop the Drama means that throughout my life, I recognize that women, especially women, and sometimes men, but women particularly, engage in a lot of gossip and backstabbing and catty behavior and bickering. And you know the nonsense. I'm not telling you anything you've never recognized. And reality TV makes it even worse.
Absolutely.
And so I decided when I went back to college as an adult to get my doctoral degree that I was going to find out what was going on and how we fix it. And that's exactly what I did. And that's where the Stop the Drama book came from, was here's what's going on and here's how we fix it. So
what is going on?
Yeah, and so did you have something happen in your life? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it was an ongoing thing for me. When I was really young, about 10, I remember something happened on the playground, and I went home to tell my parents about it, and my dad's response was, boys are so easy, they'll just get into a fist fight and get it over with. Girls will hold a grudge for 20 years.
I absolutely agree with that. I hate to say that.
Yeah, I do. I think so, too.
And it doesn't even have to be something you do. You can just look at somebody wrong, and all of a sudden, what is she looking at me like that? And then for years, they'll never tell you they're mad at you because you looked at them wrong when you weren't really even looking at them at all.
Right. Well, they
exactly.
It's within them. It's not with you.
Right.
So
you punch them.
And I tried. So at 10, I decided, well, but then it was better, apparently, to get into a fist fight. Guess what? I learned that didn't work either.
No.
All right. So you wrote this book, Stop the Drama.
Right. And what I've discovered is that there's a couple of different things that occur. One of them is that our DNA as women is for us to engage in this behavior because it used to make sense. If you think about it, I used the caveman period just as an example, when women had the litany of things we had to do, cooking and cleaning and babies and gathering food and on and on and on and on.
I hate to tell you, I still do that, but okay.
Yes, exactly. We couldn't do it by ourselves. We had to have the whole cave complex help us. And one of the things that we had to do was take care of the sick. And so if I got into a fist fight with another woman, all that did was create two less hands to do work and one more person to take care of. That's counterproductive. But if I can convince the group that that other woman is bad and push her out, ostracize her, then there's more resources that her family's no longer taking that my family can then use.
Okay.
That's kind of like the soccer dad or the soccer, you know what I mean? Or
right.
the dance, oh my voice.
The
dance mother or the TV mom and all that stuff, mm-hmm. You know. To me, it's because my oldest daughter went into commercials and I met all those moms at one point and I thought, oh, this is so not for me. I'm not going to fight. You guys can have this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter ended up getting something. So I think that there's enough, you know, and that's really my show. So the opposite of what your book is about, or, you know, what we're talking, kind of the same thing, Stop the Drama.
Well, I think that situation you're talking about is women living through their children. But
well, yes, but they are so competitive.
Yeah, that's what I mean,
okay.
Women living through their children.
But look at our kids, our daughters, women are so cutthroat when you're younger, you know. And now, you know, I do have a women's support group, and it's about embracing each other and in honoring all of our differences and being who, you know, I mean, kind of letting everybody be who they are.
And at worst, being neutral.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I try to teach young women and women who are young at heart, is that Our communication fingerprints are so ingrained by what we learn from our parents. And so if our parents behave in this way, which you're talking about women that do, of course their children are going to behave that way. And if we counteract that by then giving them the skills, communication, conflict resolution, and I love to see it in the professional world, professional disagreement, because they need it when they get to be adults. If we give them those skills up front, how long will they serve into their life?
And you do have to be a leader in your family, because you're absolutely right. When our kids are younger, they see that, they go to school, and that they kind of portray the same thing that they've watched at home.
Well, and the other thing is sometimes mothers will act as if their kids, like especially when their kids are young, their kids aren't listening to them. So they'll gossip on the phone or have a friend over for coffee and talk about another person. And the kids can hear all that. And then, you know, you wonder why your kid is vicious and nasty.
Right.
So what I try to do with my book is give people the skills to be able to model good behavior and teach themselves and their children, if that be the case,
right,
better ways of handling disagreements so that they can be more successful and achieve more from their potential.
So when you have drama around you, how do you stop it?
Well, I personally don't allow drama to occur around me. One of the things that I tell people to do is to take the Stop the Drama Challenge, and I give a wristband when I do speaking engagements. And I say, if drama's occurring around you and you don't do anything to stop it, then move it to your other wrist. So what I suggest to people is that they either say, oh, have you talked to so-and-so about that, to end the gossiping, or in the very least, walk away from it. Don't condone it by standing there and allowing it to occur around you.
Yeah,
those are really good things. Definitely. Now, what about you do speaking engagements? Do you do it for high schools?
I do speaking engagements for schools all the way up through professional. Pretty much what I tell people is, if you've got an audience and a microphone, I'll talk to you.
But the reason I'm saying that is there's so many bullying right now. It's a huge, mm-hmm. I mean, this is, you know, in the women, in the girls as well as the guys. And so what would you tell our children?
You're absolutely right. And I believe that the drama is a precursor to the bullying. So if we can stop the drama, it'll help eliminate or curb at least some of the bullying. And so what I tell kids is that they need to have a plan before they find themselves in a situation. And I'm not saying that they have to, like, get in there and break up a fight or anything, but sometimes just saying, hey, I'm not okay with that. I'm not comfortable with that. That doesn't work for me is enough to be able to stand up for themselves and stop a behavior that isn't correct.
Right. I think that's so important. And, you know, I mean, really, that's what I want to share with all of my listeners out there is that we all have our own gifts. I mean, you know, we're all different and we all have our own gifts, and what turns you on and might not turn somebody else on is what is engaging in our lives. And instead of making fun of it or putting somebody down. So when you, what will we find in your book?
Well, in the book, you'll find there's the way that I wrote it is you can pick it up and you can read just the section that's relevant to you, because I know nobody wants to sit down and read a 250-page self-help book cover to cover. So that's not how it is. Mm-hmm. You literally can just read the sections that's relevant to you. So you'll find talking about why drama happens and talking about communication fingerprints and communication DNA and that kind of thing. But then once you get through section one, section two is a whole bunch of tips, tricks, ideas, things, stories that I've had happen in my life or that I've heard from people I've worked with and how to handle them, what to do about it. And then at the end, in section three, there's a whole bunch of tools you can use. I have the 7 no-fail secrets to stop the drama, the 9 secrets to great teamwork, and those kind of things that parents, teachers, coaches, administrators can use to help teach young women how to be more productive in their conflict resolution.
You know, Robin, can you give us, I don't have your book, I haven't received it yet.
I sent you the PDF, you didn't get it?
No, I didn't get it, no, but that's okay. Can you give us some of those tips on being a team? Because that's what I think that...
I would be thrilled to.
Okay.
So you want a couple of the 9 secrets?
Yes,
to great
please.
Teamwork?
Yeah.
All right, one of the first things that I always tell people when I do speaking engagements or when I work with individuals is that we need to become really good at setting expectations. And so often we don't realize we have an expectation until it goes unmet, and then we're angry. Mm-hmm. And so what I tell people is you can't hold someone to accountable to fulfilling a need you never told them you had.
So tell people what you want.
And you, that means you have to figure it out. You have to know yourself well enough to say, what do I want and what do I need?
Mm-hmm.
And expectations, people don't realize this. There's two pieces to an expectation. The one, the first one, is the end result. What do you want? What do you need? And maybe that's enough. Maybe that's all you need to tell people. But the other piece is, how do you want to get there? Because sometimes not only is the end goal important, but the process of getting there is important.
You have
to figure that out.
I love the journey. That's what it's all about, is the journey of it. But you're right. And, you know, it's something I talk about. You know, I'm a hair therapist, and I'm actually doing a speaking engagement on May 22nd. I want to remind all my listeners if they want to be a part of that. But I talk about how to get the best haircut, whether you're sitting in my chair or not, because so many of us want something, but we don't know if we can have it, or if we, you know, if it's even like something that we can really have. So I think that that's the same kind of thing in life. You have to know if it's going to fit into your lifestyle before you want it.
Okay, I have a question for you. I was trying to think of when I was working for other people. There's inevitably somebody in your, if there's problems, somebody at your business that's the crazy maker. The person that, if there isn't drama, will create drama.
Mm-hmm. And it could be even the owner.
Happened to me once. You just go around the office and create drama. How do you deal with them?
Great question.
The best thing, well, it depends upon whether you're a peer or a supervisor to them, but the best thing you can do is pull them aside and really have a heart-to-heart conversation with them about what is it you're trying to achieve and what are you gaining and how can we get this for you in a more productive manner? What do you need that this is happening or that you feel the need to do this? How can I help you?
So you would confront them?
That's not confrontation.
It's not really confrontation. It's more about, hey, I see that you have a need that's kind of going unfulfilled. I'd love to help you with it. So it's not, don't think of it as a wrestling match. Think about it as a dance.
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
An intervention.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sit down, crazy Ed. We got to talk to you.
I did have a boss one time that was the crazy maker. Yeah. I had a boss that was, she was somebody I worked for and she owned the business, but if it was working perfectly, she just couldn't take it. And she'd come in and literally cause fires all over the place.
Right. In fact, Robin, do you think there's a lot of people, that's a trait. That's a personality trait, isn't it?
It's a learned behavior.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they've achieved success with it. And that's the thing, is if we reward that kind of behavior, why would people have motivation to stop doing it?
We give them reality shows on TV.
Yeah, well, you know,
pay them millions of dollars. That's
and
right.
that is the truth. I mean, you just hit it.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah. If they're not,
Well, the Kardashians, look at them. They scream and yell and cuss at each other. I mean, is that what you want your family to be doing?
And yet, look how
much money they've made off of that.
That's what's wrong, is we have people modeling that, and they think that that's the right way. I just so against that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So against that.
And I don't mean to make fun of them, because they seem like a loving family, but
no.
I don't cuss my mom. I never cussed my mom out or allow my children to cuss me out.
So. No, I would never that. No. Robin, so, okay, if you could leave us with one tip, what would that be?
Well, my favorite tip of the 9 secrets to great teamwork is that as adults, we forget that you cannot observe why. I don't know if you've ever had any experience with toddlers, but their favorite question is why.
I have 3, Kim has 4. Yes,
yeah,
we've had
why?
Exactly. So as adults, we're taught not to ask that question, and it's not because we become uninterested, we don't care, we just start making it up. So the best tip I can give people is, rather than making up why someone does something, ask them, let them explain it.
Wow, why, Jason?
Why do you make people laugh?
Yeah. But, you know, I think that's very, very true. I think it's important that you can take that and ask them. I mean, that kind of puts them on the spot a little bit, right?
Well, it makes them think.
And they have
ask it in a way that says, hey, I want to help you. I want to be your friend. This matters to me. What's going on? Why is this happening? People are usually really happy to talk about it.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I've never had someone become confrontational as long as I don't ask it in a way that creates defensiveness.
Huh. It takes skills. See, I don't trust my own skills to confront somebody without.
Well, I think you have to think about it before you do it, too. Yeah, and you know, in your head, calm yourself down and think about, don't go in mad and frustrated is.
And see, right. Okay, and I have a different philosophy that I've learned and through my lifetime is you kind of go in with, you're trying to help them, you know, almost like a friend. And you so you kind of give them a compliment. You tell them their good parts, right? Mm-hmm. And then you ask them, I don't really understand where you're going with this. Can you give me your thoughts on it?
But see, that's what I'm saying. You had to have thought about it.
Yes, you can't just blurt it off.
You know, frustrated, upset, mad, angry, whatever, because then it just is a shouting match or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm really excited. I can't wait to read your book. Where do we find it?
You can get it pretty much anywhere. But if you want the author discount, you can come to my website, which is stopthedramanow.com.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much, Robin. I appreciate you being a part of my show.
Yeah, it was wonderful to be here again. Thanks so much.
You got it. All right. And that was Dr. Robin Odegaard, and her book is Stop the Drama. And you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Jason, thank you so much for being here.
Sure. Is our time up?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Doesn't that fly
fast,
by?
Huh?
Yeah.
It's like
fast.
A therapist
I know.
Hour.
Yeah. It is. That's right. And Marcia, thank you so much. I'll be seeing you in a little bit to do your
pleasure.
Hair, right?
Yeah.
Barry, can't wait to work with you. And Matt, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is procrastination is a thief of all time. And, you know, I've started a new thing of doing one thing that I really... You know how you have those papers on your desk where you kind of just put something off to the side because you just think, I don't want to do that right now. So I have I got to pull one. And my stack's getting less and less and less.
That's great.
And you know what? So I wanted to share that with all of you because I think that's just one way of getting, not building a mountain, you know, and getting rid of it.
So. I'm going to do my taxes now. That's it.
There you go. Yeah. So anyways, I want to remind you, if you missed any part of our show today, you can listen from 1 to 2. And if you want to be a part of my show, I've been getting amazing calls from my listeners and my sponsors. And give me a call at 805-419-0008. And I'd love to talk with you. Or you can send me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Want. Everybody does, yeah, I look so.